96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. His name is Dr. Wayne A.I. Frederick. He is the interim president of Howard University. But there is so much more to the man at the helm of this prestigious university. And tonight, Dr. Frederick joins me in studio for the first of what will be regular conversations about Howard and other important issues. He will also talk to you tonight. The lines are open. Give me a call at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810 outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Dr. Frederick, thanks for joining me. I appreciate it.
Oh, thanks for having me.
As you know, big news today, Ruby Dee passed away. She did not attend Howard University. Her husband did, though, and they are great friends of the university. Your thoughts about the loss of Ruby Dee, actress, icon, activist, and friend of Howard University?
Well, we certainly mourn her loss. She has played a significant role. She's been a pioneer for African-American women and others in theater, film, and in breaking into Hollywood. And as you said, she's been a friend of the university in more ways than one. She received a doctorate of human letters in 1982, so we consider her a daughter of Howard as well. And she and her husband, as you stated, have been very strong supporters, and not on the periphery, but very involved. Her husband was a trustee until his death, and she, I think with her activism through civil rights, really has left an indelible legacy on this university, an indelible mark on this university, and for that we're appreciative, and we certainly will celebrate her life as well.
Indeed, a wonderful part of a African-American and American history, so it certainly is a loss. Let's talk a little bit about you. I will tell you quite candidly, I got a hit on my Facebook page from my mom. My mom says, I like him, so I guess you're okay. You have done a lot of stuff. I mean, to put it plainly, you started here at Howard University at 16. You have 3 degrees. You have a bachelor's of zoology, an MBA. You are a surgeon. You have done so many incredible things. You were called by the Washington Post a super doctor. Why run a black college when you can do so many other things? You could run a pharmaceutical company, another Fortune 500 company. You could start your own business. You could – why do that?
Well, I've certainly been blessed. And one of the things that I have tried to live my life by is the philosophy around being obsessed about the journey and not the destination. I've convinced myself that there's no destination I'll come upon that will completely fulfill me. And I say that to say that the things that I have done and tried to do in my life is to make sure that I can make a better way and a better path for others, because that's what happened to me.
What do you mean by that?
I was born with sickle cell in Port of Spain, Trinidad, many moons ago. I had a dream to become a physician because I wanted to research sickle cell and possibly find a cure. The only place that I could go to school in terms of higher education and get that type of education was here at Howard University. The type of embrace I had from a family atmosphere coming here, you know, as a young 16-year-old, 5'6", 88 pounds, the only place that I could really grow into that type of a dream and have it fulfilled completely was at this university. So the opportunity to lead the university is a humbling one. It's not one that if you had spoken to me, you know, 5 years ago, I would have said was in my career path, to your point. But like everything else, I've been obsessing about the journey, trying to prepare myself for how I can make a better path for others. And this opportunity is a great one. We have 10,300 students. We are attracting students from about 44 states and about 66 countries. We are making a huge impact in terms of what the world looks like, and certainly on African Americans in terms of higher education. I think it's a very important role, and it's a role I think that comes with a sacred obligation. So it's one that I see as having a huge impact. Mm-hmm. To your point, those other jobs, I can do that, but I think this is a great opportunity for me.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. I'm sitting with Dr. Wayne Frederick. He is the interim president of Howard University, taking my questions and yours as well. HBCUs of late have seen difficult times, just like the rest of the country. We've had a recession, a mortgage crisis, a whole lot of things that have affected Black families that are still sending their children to Black universities. But what is your argument for Howard specifically and for HBCUs in general when Black families say, well, I'm not going to send my child to an HBCU. I'm going to send them to a majority university because the opportunities are better. What do you say to them?
Right, sure. We intend to compete on any platform with any university here at Howard University. And I think many HBCUs are doing the same. HBCUs account for 3% of all African Americans enrolled in higher education today. There are roughly 104 HBCUs, and I say roughly because, to your point, some of them have gotten in trouble and some of them, unfortunately, will end up closing. Now, having said that, with a population of 3% of all African Americans in higher education, they account for 22% of all of the African American graduates from higher education in this country. So the impact is by the numbers is very, very significant. Now let's talk about the quality of that impact. Here at Howard University over the past decade, we've accounted for the largest number of sending African American students from undergrad programs to STEM PhD programs. We accounted for more than Stanford, MIT, and Harvard combined. So our ability to graduate that African-American student and have them go on to excellence to matriculate and get PhDs is very strong. And I think that it says a lot about the value of an education that you would get at Howard University. And that's just by the numbers. When you talk about the quality, it's also great as well.
I need to take a break. I want to dig a little deeper on that question. And the numbers are open. The lines are open at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. We're talking to Dr. Wayne Frederick, interim president of Howard University. We'll be going to the phones after the break.
When it comes to...
Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We are talking to the interim president of Howard University, Dr. Wayne Frederick, taking your calls and my questions at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. Let's go to Danielle. Danielle calling from Mitchellville, Maryland. Danielle, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi, good evening. My question is for the new head. First, congratulations. I was really surprised when he said he had sickle cell, and that was one of his aspirations for becoming a doctor. And I wanted to know, because we're caring for someone else's child who has sickle cell, who's just 2 years old, and I want to know what advances are being made in that area and what research, because you don't really hear people talking about it anymore.
Yeah, sure. Thanks for the question and thanks for the kind words. You know, sickle cell anemia is a hemoglobin disorder that certainly can compromise the lifespan. A lot of advances have been made in terms of the palliative type care, the supportive care. But in terms of a cure, there's a lot going on. Out at the National Institutes of Health, there's currently a research project looking at using stem cells to replace the entire bone marrow production of the red blood cells, and that has had some significant effectiveness. That, I think, is the wave of the future, and that will ultimately result in cure. That treatment is being refined every day and is getting much better than it was initially when we were using full bone marrow transplantation. So I think there's a lot of good opportunity to potentially cure sickle cell, or to at least have someone rid of the virulent aspects of the disease through that process. Mm.
Thank you so much, Danielle, for your phone call. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Dr. Frederick, before you became the interim president here, as you know, there was a lot of media coverage of Howard University and about the sky falling. There were a lot of people saying Howard University is not going to be here in 10 years. And a lot of people, you know, just wondering what's going on here. How would you address people who have concerns about the university?
Yeah, I would say, you know, higher education, I think your intro, you said it well. Higher education is facing a lot of challenges. And because of the economic crisis, and when you look at our, you know, philanthropic efforts and those types of things, those finances are definitely challenged. We have to come up with new ways to bring revenue streams in. So one of the things that we're doing at the university is diversifying our focus on the revenue streams. How do we get revenue increased outside of just raising tuition? And we have to be innovative and creative about that. We have to be very business savvy about doing those things. Our graduation rates also need to reflect the excellence that we are talking about providing in terms of the quality.
Let me hold you right there because I have to take yet another break, but we do want to continue the point. We want to remind our listeners that the lines are open. Alumni, looking forward to hearing from you as well at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Don't hang up if you're on the phone. The Daily Drum will continue on SiriusXM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Angela Stribling is next. In for Jeff Brown with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. Stay with us.